Hi, my name is Nick.
And my name is Emery.
And we are going to be talking about the book I made. It's called Humpty Lucky, and it is like a mix between Humpty Dumpty, but I just named it Humpty Lucky because it's a little bit different. And Emery's going to be asking me questions at the end. So let's just go in. The Wolf. Once upon a time, there was an egg named Humpty, but people called him Humpty Lucky because his middle name was Lucky. But no one knew why his middle name was Lucky, so the people just stuck with it. Let's get back to the story. Like I said, once upon a time, there was an egg named Humpty. He was walking around his little town, but it was really cold and windy outside. Humpty saw a big brick wall, so Humpty climbed the brick wall. And when he sat down, it wasn't warmer like he thought it would be. It was colder. When he stood up, woo, splash! He fell and landed in a moat. So Humpty hopped out of the water and ran as fast as his long legs could go. But then he got caught by a guard. Part 2, the dungeon. The guard brought Humpty into the castle to see the queen. The queen thought Humpty was trespassing in her castle, so the queen sent Humpty to the dungeon. Since it was a castle, the dungeon had a personal hot tub. Humpty was in the hot tub every night before bed. One night, the queen and the chef were talking about if they should eat Humpty for breakfast, but the queen said no because she hated eggs. Without the queen knowing, the chef got the keys and opened up the dungeon door. He picked Humpty up while Humpty was sleeping. Since the chef was cooking earlier and he had the scent of the kitchen on him, the dog ran and jumped on the chef. The chef dropped Humpty on the nasty rock floor, but since Humpty was in the hot tub before bed, so when he hit the floor, he became a hard-boiled egg. Next, he jumped up and broke the window and jumped out and was free. The queen found out that the chef tried to cook Humpty, and the queen punished the chef by sending the chef to the dungeon. Humpty had a long, happy life after all that. Some people asked Humpty to tell the story, so Humpty Lucky did. The end. So now Emily's going to ask me some questions.
Okay, the first question is, why did you think that you should name the book Humpty Lucky?
Because I think people, like, I think it would be funny, his name being Humpty Lucky, because he was lucky all those times, like, falling off the wall and him landing in a moat, and then, like, him being lucky that he was in the hot tub that night, so he became a hard-boiled egg and bounced off the floor and broke the window and came out, because, like, he was lucky all those times that happened.
Okay, the next question is, why did you decide that there would be a hot tub in the dungeon?
Because I didn't know any other way for him to become a hard-boiled egg. And so I just was thinking, but since it was a castle, it could have a hot tub in the dungeon. So he was in the hot tub every night, so he became a hard-boiled egg. That's one of the reasons why I was thinking that was the only way Humpty could become a hard-boiled egg.
Interesting. Okay, the next question is, why did you, like, make it to where the chef was evil and you wanted to, you know, eat Humpty?
Because when the queen and the chef were talking, the chef wanted to cook Humpty. Like, he was the first one to want to cook Humpty. And he thought the queen would say yes, but she said no. So he decided to, like, go down there and get Humpty. And, okay.
I don't think I have any more questions, so you can do the rest.
Okay. So this was my book, and Emily gave me the idea for the hard-boiled egg because she's like, you should name your book Hard-Boiled Humpty. I'm like, no, that's just good. No. And she's like, okay, then I'll make mine Hard-Boiled Humpty. And yeah, Xenoblade. But she gave me the idea of making it hold biotic. So thanks, Emily.
You're welcome.
Okay, so this is the end. Bye. And we will see you next time.
Bye.